This said, Captain Nemo went below again to the Nautilus's interior, followed by his chief officer. As for our craft, it no longer stirred, staying as motionless as if these coral polyps had already walled it in with their indestructible cement.
"Well, sir," Ned Land said to me, coming up after the captain's departure.
"Well, Ned, my friend, we'll serenely wait for the tide on the 9th, because it seems the moon will have the good nature to float us away."
"As simple as that?"
"As simple as that."
"So our captain isn't going to drop his anchors, put his engines on the chains, and do anything to haul us off?"
"Since the tide will be sufficient," Conseil replied simply. The Canadian stared at Conseil, then he shrugged his shoulders. The seaman in him was talking now.
"Sir," he answered, "you can trust me when I say this hunk of iron will never navigate again, on the seas or under them. It's only fit to be sold for its weight. So I think it's time we gave Captain Nemo the slip."
"Ned, my friend," I replied, "unlike you, I haven't given up on our valiant Nautilus. And in 4 days we'll know where we stand on these Pacific tides. Besides, an escape attempt might be timely if we were in sight of the coasts of England or Provence. But in the waterways of Papua, it's another story. And we'll always have that as a last resort if the Nautilus doesn't right itself, which I regard as a real calamity."